If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Today is a very important day here at Worth Baptist Church, Sunday, October 29th, and it's Roundup Day in our Sunday school. Our goal today in Sunday school is 500 for Christ. During the days of October thus far, we have averaged around 450 for the first four Sundays of this month. It's harvest month, it's harvest time, it's time for you and your family to seek the Lord. It's time for you and your family to become engaged in the activities of the church. It's time for you to attend Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is carefully supervised and thoroughly organized. We have as our text here at Worth Baptist, the Bible only. Currently, we're in a series of studies in a survey of the entire Bible. Our lesson today will be a survey of the book of 1 Corinthians. We invite you and your whole family to come and visit the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. There's a place for every member of your family. In our Sunday School, the motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this Sunday School year is winning souls through the Sunday School. We believe the purpose of the Sunday School is to teach the Word of God. The most important time of the Sunday School hour is the time that is devoted to teaching the Bible. And you'll find here at Worth Baptist qualified teachers who are competent, who are dedicated, and who are giving themselves to the task of teaching the Word of God. So we invite you to be our guests today on Roundup Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, the Sunday School hour is 10 o'clock. Our goal is 500 for Christ. I know that some of you have been intending to attend Sunday school, to visit Worth Baptist, and I could think of no better day than today for you to make up your mind even now to attend Sunday school here at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. You'll find a warm and friendly welcome in which to worship God here at Worth Baptist Church. So today is the day for you to come to bring your family and friends to Sunday school at 10 o'clock, to the Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and to the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Come today, share the blessings of the Lord as we climax the greatest month in our history, Harvest Month, the month of October, today, Roundup Day here at Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. We have but one way of knowing that you receive Worth Baptist Hour and that it is a blessing to your heart and to your life. We ask you to write us, and if you do so this week, we will send you one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. This booklet will be sent you free and postage paid simply by writing this week to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Man's Quest for God. I shall read from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 and 7. But before we read the scripture, we invite you to pause with us in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee again today for the blessed old book, the Bible. We thank Thee for the light and the illumination. We thank Thee for the guidance that we have found in its pages all of these many days of our lives. We thank Thee for the opportunity today to preach the gospel. Perhaps there are those listening for the very first time. May they feel something, may they experience something, may they know today that Thou art God and beside Thee there is none other. For those who are burdened down, for those who have sorrow and tragedy in their homes and in their hearts, may this broadcast be a comfort to them. For those who are lost and without the Savior, may this broadcast be used of the Holy Spirit to quicken their hearts, to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. For those who are shut in and unable to be in church today, may this program be a special blessing to them. Use the message to the honor and glory of Christ and to the salvation of the lost is our prayer in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Everything in the world of value must be sought after. For example, pearls do not float on the surface of the ocean. They are embedded in shells, in the oyster deep, in the depths of the sea. Gold is not exposed on the surface of the earth. It must be mined from beneath its crust. Oil does not run on top of the ground. It must be drilled from pockets far below. Diamonds are not picked out of the sand. They must be excavated from mines in the heart of the earth. Knowledge is not acquired by walking through the library. Knowledge comes only after one seeks and searches diligently in volume after volume of books. As men reap the treasures of the earth only after seeking and searching diligently for them, so it is we reap the treasures of heaven only after we seek them with all of our hearts. My message entitled Man's Quest for God, I believe, will open our hearts and our minds and our understanding to this great thought of man seeking for God. There are four basic questions that I shall ask and attempt to answer in this message. First, why should you seek after God? Second, how should you seek after God? Third, where should you seek God? And fourth, when should you seek God? Why should you seek God? I would answer that by saying because God's way is the only right way. We read in Ezra chapter 8 at verse 21, where Ezra and the Jews were returning from Babylon to Jerusalem after 70 years of captivity, and their leader called for a prayer meeting, and the express purpose of that prayer meeting was to seek God's will and God's way for them, for their lives, and for their material substance. In the 21st verse of chapter 8 in the book of Ezra, that we might seek of Him a way for ourselves and for our little ones and for our substance. Yes, beloved friend, today God's way is the only right way. Therefore, you should seek Him. Not only so, you should seek Him because God's word is the final word. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. All flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof faileth away. But the word of God abideth forever. The only eternal book in the world is the book of God, and God's word is final for you and for me. You should seek God because His wisdom is excellent. In the book of James, chapter 3 and verse 17, it is written, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Yes, the wisdom of God is excellent wisdom, and only by the divine implantation of that wisdom in your heart and in your life can you make it through our world today. You should seek God not only because His way is the right way, and His word is the final word, and His wisdom is excellent wisdom, but you should seek Him because His rest is eternal rest. Jesus said in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." In a world that is torn apart with sorrow and tragedy and war and famine and heartaches and troubles and perplexing situations, the only place of rest today is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, you should seek Him for eternal rest. You should seek Him because His grace is sufficient. To the Apostle Paul, God said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And beloved, I'm here to remind you today that God's grace is sufficient for you. In your time of deepest trouble, in your time of heartache and sorrow, the grace of God is sufficient for you. You should seek Him because He has the answer to all the perplexing questions of life. He has the answer when you have sinned and need forgiveness. He has the answer when you need to make a decision and must have wisdom. He has the answer when you are in darkness and need light. He has the answer for you when you are weak and need strength. He has the answer for you when you are in trouble and need deliverance. He has the answer when you are lonely and need companionship. He has the answer when you are lost and need salvation. What about some of the other perplexing problems of life? What about the problem and the question of war? Does God have the answer? The Bible declares He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. And not only that, His Son, Jesus Christ, is declared to be the Prince of Peace. What about the questions of economy? The question of economy begins in the individual life, and then it spreads to the community, and to the county, and to the state, and to the nation. So, basically, the question of economics must begin in your heart and in your life. And the Bible has the prescription for you to have a balanced budget. And it's in these words, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." What about the question of sin? Is there sin in your life today? Do you feel that you are burdened down with sin? Listen to these words, "If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, cleanseth us from all sin and unrighteousness." Not only so, the Bible declares, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." What about those personal problems that perplex you and bother you today? I read in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Today, right now, this moment, you can bring all of your needs, all of your burdens, all of your heartaches, all of your problems, all of the things that disturb and discomfort you in life, in your home, in your family, on the job, at work. Whatever the problem of your life is, you can cast all your care upon Him and rest assured that He cares for you. Yes, even you. Whatever your state or status in life, however far in sin you've gone, whatever your past or your present or the hope for the future, you can bring all of your burdens to Him, for He is the great burden bearer. You should seek God because God is and God will enable you to make it through life. Seek Him. The second question, how should you seek Him? You should seek Him earnestly. In Hebrews 11:6, we read, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You must seek Him penitently. The publican cried out as he smote upon his breast, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You should seek Him wholeheartedly. Jeremiah 29:13 declares, and ye shall search for me and find me when ye seek me with your whole heart. You should seek Him unhesitatingly. We read in Psalm 27:8, when thou saidest unto me, seek thou my face, my heart said unto thee, Lord, thy face will I seek. Without hesitation, you should seek Him this moment. You should seek Him unapologetically. We read in Hebrews 4 at verse 12, seeing then we have a great high priest who is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us therefore hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. You don't have to apologize to come to God. Simply come boldly now in this moment and call upon Him to discover that grace to help you in your time of need. Then you must come unwaveringly. The Bible declares in James 1, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed of the wind. Today you must seek Him without wavering, unwaveringly, in faith, call upon the name of Christ, even in this hour. Then the question comes, where should you seek God? Many people today are seeking God, but they never find Him because they seek in the wrong place. Some seek in the celebration of religious rites, but God is not found in campfires and creeds and catechisms and crucifixes. Some seek Him in the laboratory of science, but God has not revealed Himself in cold, calculated scientific formulas. Some are seeking Him in the textbooks of philosophy, but God has not manifest His salvation in philosophical pronouncements. Some seek Him in the romance of faraway places, but God has not mapped out a pilgrimage for those who would find Him. If then these are the wrong places, where? Someone's heart is asking even in this moment, where can I find God? Job asked the same question. Oh, that I knew where I might find Him, that I might come even unto His seat. Well, here's the answer. Where can you find God? You will find Him in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is the very image of His Father. You will find Him in the pages of His wonderful Word. This book, the Bible, reflects the mind of God, so within its pages you can find Him. You will find Him in the pursuit of everyday life. In Psalm 145, we read, the Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Thou openest thy hand, and satisfieth every living thing. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. Beloved, God is only a belief away. Exercise faith in Him now. Call upon Him, and you can find Him in the person of His Son, in the pages of His Word, and in the pursuit of your everyday life. Fourth and finally, the question arises, when should you seek after Him? My text declares, while He may be found. Genesis 6:3 says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Isaiah 1:18 declares, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. In 2 Corinthians 6:1 we read, behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. You should seek Him now. You should seek him before he gives you up. You should seek him in the day of opportunity, before the day of grace is over and the door of opportunity is closed. You should seek him before you close your eyes in death, for the Bible declares it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You should seek him before the day of judgment dawns. You should seek him before it is everlastingly and eternally too late. God's time is always the present time. There is a time I know not when, a place I know not where, that marks the destiny of men to heaven or despair. You can come today, right now, by your radio and trust Christ. Don't put it off until tomorrow. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The Bible says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You should come now. You should come this moment. You should come right while you're listening to this broadcast. Confess your sins. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you can end your quest for God. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.